All right, welcome back to Pillow Talk Devotionals with Mac and Paige. Who are you?
Paige.
No turning jokes. Okay, so we actually recorded one that we didn't show. And in the meantime, we kind of went on to... Well, I went on to see the YouTube analytics and who was, if anyone's listening. You know what I discovered? There's one video that got the most views, and it was the one where we talked about laundry.
And your face cloth thing.
Yes.
Why he uses...
But... We probably shouldn't talk about that again.
But, no, we shouldn't.
So...
Let's just wipe that right off the slate.
Yeah. Instead of clothing ourselves with Christ, people want to know what Mac is clothing himself with, apparently. I think the thing was, that was the funniest episode.
Mm-hmm.
And people like to hear our banter more than they like to hear Scripture, which is kind of sad. We're doing this to draw people's attention to Scripture, not us.
Yeah.
And yet, we're pretty cute.
Well, we think we are.
Well, I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we are?
I think we are.
Okay. Because whenever I say that, you kind of mock me. But I think we're cute. Our banter.
No, I just laugh because we think we're cute. Doesn't mean anyone else does.
Right. Well.
So.
I guess we will find out.
But jury's out on that.
There was like... 12 views on one.
Wow.
You know what that means? If the world was only 15 people, we'd be viral.
We'd be viral. And we have 2 subscribers.
Yeah.
And as we're talking about it, I'm like, well, one is probably me.
And I said, oh, well, the other one's me.
So we're our own biggest fans.
But viral. I never liked that word. Like, Mom always kept us home when we were viral.
No, that's a cold.
Oh.
Or a flu. That's virus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Viral is like explosion of...
Of stuff that I don't want
videos.
To talk about. You're a nurse. We're not going to talk about that.
No.
Viral.
No.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
Anyways, we're not that. We're not all that in a bag of chips. But just saying that will tell you how old we are.
So,
which we are not telling people, remember?
Yeah.
That's our pledge. If you want to find out how old we are, you'll have to scour...
You have to go to episode 2.
Don't tell them which episodes! All right. So, what we learned also from our analytics is that people don't listen very long.
No.
Like the shorts that are on YouTube. And we're not just doing this for YouTube. We're doing it for a podcast, but... Like, we had no idea how long a podcast is. Then when I went in to find out, I just asked ChatGPT, did you hear that, kids? Grandpa Mac is interacting with ChatGPT. And they said, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's why we were doing 10 minutes. But that's like, the shorts that people interact with on YouTube are anywhere from 15 to 60 seconds. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the attention span of people on YouTube.
That's the attention span of people in general.
Oh, it's sad.
In all areas, I think. But anyways, we're going to cut it shorter. We're going to make them a little shorter. Lots of laughs. A little bit of scripture.
Right.
Our thoughts on...
We had a comment this time. Somebody said we were funny. I think that
funny looking?
Means they thought you were funny looking.
No, you were.
That's what
it
I
was
think.
On your... Someone you know.
That's right. So...
Funny smelling?
Yeah. Mm. Well, they wouldn't know that. Only you would know.
I can vouch.
They'd be privileged to know that.
Oh, my goodness.
My darling. Hey, I do not smell often.
Never mind. Let's talk about
You're
something else.
Pretty besides, lucky, actually.
Besides your gaseous habits.
Okay. So we are going to just, like, interact with the scripture, like, one small portion of each chapter, and then we're going to just kind of tell what our impression of that verse or those verses are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Mac is going to listen more. to Paige and not cut her off. Because that's a thing, boys and girls. Behind the scenes, Mac gets in trouble.
Mac gets excited. And yes. He just can't contain himself. And then, yeah.
Mac has lived in China. And they don't cut people off in China. Did you know that?
No, that's just a normal thing.
No, yeah. The right of way is if you get there first, you get the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
So they never get mad if you cut them off. I think that's how our conversation should go. You should never get mad if I cut you off.
Okay. Mental note taken.
That'll save me having to listen.
He's also old and forgets. That's his version, is that if he doesn't say it right away, he'll forget it.
Forget what?
Oh, you're such a ham.
Okay.
Ham.
Kids, now, Auntie Paige, in chapter 4 of Galatians, has picked out a verse that was rather interesting, I thought. So we're going to interact with that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why this one. It's one that never really jumped out at me before.
Mm-hmm.
So,
shall I recap quickly what the chapter's about?
Mm-hmm.
It's about Paul convincing them, trying to listen to him, not the other people that are trying to get them to go back to the law.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell.
And this is kind of Paul's heart cry, this section.
Mm. Heart cry, yeah. Okay, so read. You want to read that? Oh, you don't have glasses on. Verse 16. Kids, Auntie Paige needs glasses.
As soon as I turned 40, pretty much.
Uncle Mac would too, except I got laser surgery. Mm-hmm. Cheating. Okay, verse 16 says, after he's talking about all these reasons they should listen to him, he says, have I now become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's his version of don't shoot the messenger.
Maybe read the next couple too?
Those false teachers are so eager to win you your favor, but their intentions are not good. They're trying to shut you off from me so that you will pay attention only to them. If someone is eager to do good things for you, that's all right, but let them do it all the time, not just when I'm with you.
Hmm. I think what I liked about this is it's kind of a challenge. Like, is it saying that truth-telling in love can sometimes feel like a conflict?
You know, I had a dream, and I have lots of dreams from the Lord, and one of them said, telling the truth still hurts people sometimes. Sometimes it's better just not to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the question we should be asking is, those Christians who have non-Christian friends, when is it wise to tell the truth, and when is it wise to keep your mouth shut?
Well, and then there's different kinds, like telling the truth in love.
Mm.
Also, like, can be, because sometimes telling the truth can be self-seeking, if it's for, yeah. I don't know.
But don't you think people have different versions of what loving is?
Yes.
Right?
Godly love is one kind of love, and then...
Well, like, some people shoving the gospel down your throat is loving to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say, well, I don't want you to go to hell, so that's loving.
Well, and I guess the goal when we tell the truth, especially in the context of this, where he's just telling the truth to the Galatians, that the aim is like formation, not confirmation, or no, conformity. That's the word I'm looking for.
Mm.
The aim isn't to get them to all conform, it's to form and...
Yes.
And
that's so great you said that, because I was just reading down below, and he says... And they will continue until Christ is fully developed or formed in your lives.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a great verse?
Mm-hmm.
Christ is fully developed in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that analogy or that picture.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? Christ, is that? I mean, that's the whole life. That's all of life. Christ being developed in you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my prayer constantly lately is rise up and raise up.
Mm.
Rise up in me. Holy Spirit.
We want more.
Yes, we want more. More conformity to who you are, which means I got to give more. If I want more from him, I give more of him. Give more of me to him. I mean, I get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice and surrender more. Like offenses. Every time I get offended, I realize, well, that's pride. There's something
mm-hmm.
proud about me that I got to get rid of.
And one of us...
Not that that happens a lot.
I was just going to say...
Except last night.
one of us gets offended like at least every day, probably.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Every 2 days? Gets a little bit of an offense.
Yeah, I think we can go 4 or 5 days without now.
Without what?
Without getting offended.
Oh.
At this point in the relationship. We actually, I think we were actually probably about more like 7 days.
Hmm. Well, I guess the point is that we're, sometimes we get offended, but it's what we do with that.
Yeah. We're only at 10 minutes. How do people say anything meaningful in 5 minutes?
Okay, we gotta go.
Oh my goodness.
We're cut off at 10 minutes, apparently.
Where's my deep thinkers? Come on now. All right, guys. Well, that's, I don't know if that was useful at all.
I don't know, but if you did like it, can you give us a thumbs up, and so we can get more than two and get more than two subscribers?
Here's how we'll apply this: if the truth for you is that you liked this and like us, then definitely say something. But if the truth is that you don't like it,
tell us anyway.
Don't tell it. Don't say anyone.
Well,
don't say that.
I'd rather know.
The wisdom would keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I don't want to know.
Because we're not promoting fear of man.
No.
Even though we need to cater to what the people want.
We do, but we're doing this for God to be used by him.
But he wants us to love people. And we do. Mm-hmm. We love them. We love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we love him.
Mm-hmm. And you had it the wrong way around.
And what's this been?
Podcast. Oh. Pillow Talk Devotionals.
With who? Mac and Paige.
Mac and Paige.
All right, look for us on Spotify, or any other podcast platform, and YouTube.
See ya. Bye.